We welcome in Donnie Neuenberger. He is going to be driving the Eagle car and truck on the Nationwide and the Camping World Truck Series. Talk about your background and how many years you've been involved with this, because, you know, you and I have talked, but the people out there listening or watching us on our video channel, I'm sure are interested in that.
Yeah, you know, I've been racing for about 18 years. I started back in the Goodies Dash Series, which we used to run it. That series, those guys used to run all over the country, and it kind of evolved into the Busch Series back in the day, and you know, finally went away. But so that's where I got to. You know, I didn't grow up running at a local track. I actually grew up running the circuit, meaning going to Talladega, going to Bristol, going to Daytona, Charlotte, Dover, places like that. So I just kind of, my whole career has been on the road running these races in different tracks, up and down all the way to Florida, to Maine. You know, it's pretty cool to be able to look back and see where I've been and what we've done. It's like, wow, that's a lot of traveling. But the last few years, you know, we got a chance to get into the truck series and, you know, started doing a bunch of that. And then we moved on to the Busch series. And now it's become the Nationwide series. And, you know, we've never had the big sponsor enough to run full seasons. One year I had it, and then I came down with cancer, which we beat that. And then you turn around and we're trying to get back to the level where we're running a lot more. And Eagle Convenience Stores and Daryl and Crystal and their whole crew are giving us the chance to do a lot more of that. So we're pretty excited about it.
Tell me how that relationship got started.
My friend does a souvenir trailer, and he's for a couple years kept saying, you know, because my background is service stations as well. I used to own 6 Shell stations for over 15 years, so I know the business pretty good. And so anyway, a mutual friend of ours kept saying, you guys ought to hook up, you guys ought to hook up. And a year ago, we were running Talladega in the spring, and Daryl was willing to buy me some tire. He gave me some tire money. We always like to call it tire money. and it worked out good, and we had a solid run. And the deal was I got to know Daryl because they had a huge storm at Talladega, and the track was shut down for the whole day. They didn't even open it. And I went over and worked at the service station, helping him do whatever he could. And we just had in a bad situation, we had a lot of fun, and it really gave us a chance to know each other. And so then I was able to put a package together and get him to look at it. And you know, the business is tough. You know, it's anytime you're in a product type business with personnel, it's a tough business. So he was just looking to do something to spice it up and make the business more interesting for him and his employees and stuff. And of course, always to help make money, you know. Oh, Daryl, he's about the money. So we're going to try to do that. And I really appreciate the opportunity. So we're looking to have a lot of fun. We've got a real truck, Camping World NASCAR truck down at the stores that we're going to take around this summer. So it ought to be a lot of fun.
Talking with Donnie Neuenberger. He's going to be driving the Eagle car and truck on the Nationwide and the Camping World Truck Series. And talk about just being able to drive in this circuit. I mean, a lot of people watch it, and I don't think they realize how difficult it is. Where do you think, I mean, I'm not trying to get you to pat yourself on the back here, but how many people could pull off what you guys do?
Well, it's like riding a bicycle. You know, you can take anybody and teach them how to drive, whether they become a great driver or a good driver. You know, there's still calibers of guys you'll hear terms where he's a real wheel man, like a Kyle Busch. Love him or hate him, that guy can drive a car. Now, you only get that way by going over the edge. I always said, like, even Jeff Gordon, you take him, when he first came in the Cup, I think he wrecked 24 times his first 36 races. But it's developing the skill to know how to run on the edge that far ahead. Kyle Busch the same way. I think he missed his first 4 or 5 or 6 Cup races when on his limited schedule, his first deal. But it was learning how to drive fast on the edge. And you cannot do that, and you cannot get there unless you have the backing of a major race team with major sponsorship backing so that you can keep pulling out new cars and have the best equipment. So don't think it looks a lot easier on TV than it is. It's tough to get to the level that those guys are, or even to be involved. So yeah, I'm pretty proud that I've learned as much as I've had been able to learn over the years racing, even on a limited schedule. And my badge of honor is that when I walk in the garage, you know, they consider me a veteran. So to be able to stay around as long as I have is a goal that I'm proud of doing. But these guys, you know, these guys have a lot of pressure on them too, and that's one of the things the sport needs to get back to. You know, it's like the big time football players or basketball players or baseball players. They're making so much money and they're guaranteed it. There's no incentive for these guys to play as hard as they need to. Racing's the same way. I think if qualifying had all these guys having to make the race, you'd see a lot more pressure and a lot more drama out of the big guys. You know, those guys don't even want to practice their cars anymore because they don't have to. They're guaranteed in. So I'd like to see some changes like that. But there's always a lot of pressure to succeed and win. And think about racing. It's really hard. You know, teams play, different sports play a ton of games, and they usually can win a lot of games or at least fit 500. Racing, there's only one guy that wins every week, so it's really tough to win, and that's why these guys celebrate when they do.
What's your preference? Do you like these restrictor play tracks, the kinds like Daytona, Talladega, or, I mean, is there a type of racing you like? That you talk about pressure, that's really nerve-wracking when you got all those cars running in one pack, and then, you know, one guy makes a false move and everybody's wrecking. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's nerve-wracking that, you know, you can put so much effort into a race like Daytona or Talladega, and somebody makes a mistake, and you, it's like a bowling ball. You know, take out a bunch of cars, and it's not your fault, but your day's ended. And for me, I like the tracks that are like Bristol and Dover. The more banking, the better, because then you can really hustle the cars and drive. My favorite tracks are Daytona and Talladega, though, because for a guy like me who doesn't have a Sprint Cup affiliate, you know, the big money, the big crews, the big engineers, the seven post shakers, all this stuff to really dial in a car, Daytona and Talladega give a guy like me a chance to be equal with those guys. Because as long as I have a strong motor and a car that'll draft and I can stay with these guys, then I have a chance. So that's why I like the restrictor plate racing and the drafting that you're allowed to do there, because it makes it an equal playing field. As long as I make some good moves and stay out of trouble, I have a shot for a good chance to win the race, or at least a good solid top 10 finish.
You've raced against all these guys pretty much. Who do you think's, it may be tough to pick one, but who are some of the top drivers out there?
Obviously, you know, look, the scoreboard doesn't lie. These guys that are, you know, running up front all the time really, really are the guys. You know, Jimmy Johnson, just smooth, you know. And there's a guy, you know, he hardly did anything at the first, you know, the years he was running the Nationwide or Busch Series. And then when he got in the Cup car and got with a good crew chief in a good organization, wow, you know, now look at him. But you take guys that finish races that are smooth, and Kyle Busch is becoming that. I mean, he is a good racer, but he doesn't finish. So it's all of a matter of opinion as a fan, and I'm as big a fan as anybody else, you know. So you look at the different drivers, and that's what makes the sport. You know, you either like a guy or you don't like a guy for his personality, and that's the one thing I want to see NASCAR allow these guys to have, is their personality again. You know, Jeff Gordon came in as a smooth, cool guy. And can he drive? Absolutely. Can he still drive? Absolutely. But it shows you how tough it is to win on a consistent basis in the sport. So, you know, I like guy. I think Kevin Harvick is an awesome driver. I think, you know, do I think Dale Earnhardt Jr. is an awesome driver? No, but the guy can still drive. He's still got 17 or plus wins, and he's going through a transition where he's just not gotten a handle on these new cars, the COT. But he will. You know, some guys are going to adapt sooner than others. Jeff Gordon didn't adapt to the COT right away. He has a handle on it now. Guys like, you know, even Kyle Busch, who didn't like the car, you know, is still getting a better handle on it. Denny Hamlin has definitely got it, you know. But it takes more than just the driver. It really is a team sport. And Richard Petty told me one time, he said he'd rather be lucky than good. And so you do need to have a lot of luck.
Danica Patrick, what do you think of her?
Oh, can I say no comment?
No, we want you to give your honest opinion.
Now, you know, here's the deal. You know, they bring her in there, and it's really about money. She's making a boatload of money, and Junior's making a boatload of money, and Junior needed money for that organization. And do I think she's good for the sport? Yes, but she didn't do her time, you know, and then the media gives her all the extra exposure. So the deal is you're talking about 43 guys. Danica finishes 33rd. She goes and does a press conference. That one race I watched, I think it was every 5 minutes, with Aunt Danica, it was the Danica show. It wasn't no race. It was the Danica show. Now, does she deserve that because she's a girl? But I watched a race where there were four girls in the race. I never saw or heard about the other three. Why is that?
I know the answer.
Because she's pretty. Because
of course.
She's pretty.
I mean, is she all that?
Now, she's very standoffish. You know, I'm not here to judge anybody. It's, you know, it's a style she has. I bet one-on-one she's probably as nice as anybody you could ever meet. But people are excited to see her in the sport. Now, in Danica's defense, they threw her into a lion's den. You can't go from open wheel racing into this and think you're going to have success when you were not used to running these kind of cars at this level and these guys, you know. And the other thing is guys all have egos. You know, we can put a spin on it however you want. You don't want to get beat by no girl. And the last year she got a lot better, but you got to remember she's in the best equipment money can buy. So you expect her to have better success. But the deal is she's never going to get a fair shot because those guys in the back were wrecking her. Wait till she gets up with the real egomaniacs racing. They're not going to put up with that. So it's just funny. You know, it's just the way it is. It's like putting a girl on a men's football field. I don't care how good the girl is. She ain't going to beat no 300-and-some-pound, you know, front linemen on the football field. Well, in racing, the same way. It's a contact sport. These guys are allowed to hit you. So they're going to take advantage of her every time. And so it becomes a little unfair to her. But what are you going to do? Tell everybody you can't touch her? I mean, that takes away what racing is.
Donnie, good luck with everything. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Hey, and remember, you can go to dgnracing.com and see all the pictures and stuff we have. And we're looking forward to spending a lot of time down in Alabama with you guys throughout the summer. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're looking forward to it as well. Thank you, Donnie. Talk to you soon. All right.
All right, guys.
Take care.
Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. Bye. Donnie Neuenberger.